This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
What were you reinforcing after the first 20, after 40 minutes? What were you telling them about?
Habits and details that we need to get to be good come Saturday. You know, did not think that we, after the first period, I thought, you know, we really needed to dig in. And then after the second period, I said, you know, we're not drawing any penalties for five periods because we're not going to hard areas consistently. That was the message after the second.
Pastrnak gives it away. Artem Zub. Happy ending for the Ottawa Senators.
Okay, that, by the way, was pathetic. And I don't mean the effort by the Bruins. That Pastrnak giveaway that just cemented the game, it's like he wanted the Maple Leafs. It's like, he's like, you know what? We got back in this game. We were down two goals. We're in the game. Now Florida is winning their matchup. I think they were in real time at that point against Tampa. And he's like, screw it. We're getting Toronto. He put it right tape to tape pass to Zub going the other way, who poured in the empty net. You lose
happy
to Ottawa.
Ending.
Yeah, I put one way. It's a happy ending. You lose to Ottawa. That's after you lost to Washington the night before. I don't know how everyone feels about the Bruins' effort level, but I know everyone's happy about the matchup with Toronto, which is now official. And by the way, the Leafs play again tonight. They still have a regular season game.
They
to
play
go.
Tampa tonight, yeah.
Right, so I don't know how many guys they're playing. I don't know who's actually suiting up, but they still have a game. Their regular season isn't over. It's going to be the Bruins and the Leafs on Saturday. So that's official. That's locked in.
Okay, so it's always hard to tell with the pasta giveaway because that is just what he does. But do you think that there was a possibility that somebody up in the stands had, like, you know when you're out on a boat and you'll see people sailing, they have, like, flags that spell out different things. So somebody gave him the signal up there, and he's like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They called in the code red, and he went tape to tape. Maybe. Could be. I have no idea. I didn't like the result last night. I haven't liked the result the next two games, but I love the matchup. So I'm trying to rationalize those two things. And I told you yesterday, Arkin, when they stunk it up, and they stunk it up the whole game against Washington. At least they woke up late in the second, as Monty was just detailing there. And they were the better team in the third, even though they lost the game. They were taking it to the Senators there at the end of the game, at least before that giveaway by Pastrnak. And so it's not fair to say they completely sleptwalked through the whole game. But they didn't start on time. They looked disinterested. And I don't know if that's a lot of momentum. I don't think it's momentum going into the postseason. But I got to rationalize that with a Toronto matchup where they went 4-0 against the Leafs this year. Arkan, you have more numbers on Swayman. I want to circle back to in a moment. Boston has won with this group. The streak goes even longer against Toronto in the postseason. But with this group, which I'll take to mean the Marchand era Bruins now that Bergeron and Chara and all those guys are gone, this group has won three straight series, all went to seven games against Toronto. They've won three straight game sevens against Toronto. Two of them they used to go to the Cup Finals, 2013 and 2019. They lost in the Cup Final both times, but it spurred a deeper run. And Toronto last year advanced past the first round for the first time since 2004.
All right, way to go, Toronto.
I think it's something like four or five times since the 80s. They've just gotten out of round one. It's a pathetic, pathetic franchise. It's a choking-ass franchise. And that part I like, especially the Swayman numbers are.
Yeah, the Swayman numbers are terrific. He was in three of those four games, 3-0 record, obviously. 93 saves, four goals allowed. That's a .959 save percentage and a 1.3 goals against, which is awesome. I mean, that's really, like, awesome numbers from him. And he's the key to all of this, I think. I would take the Bruins with no momentum going into a series against Toronto versus the Bruins with all the confidence and momentum in the world going into a first round matchup against Tampa Bay. 100 times out of 100, I would.
I think I agree with that, but, and I know I said that a couple of weeks ago. Then I watched these last two games and I'm like, ugh, they look dead and lifeless.
They do. You're right about that. But if it's Swayman, and I think it's going to be, and I hope that they go this way, if it's Swayman and it's against Toronto, you just heard the numbers. I mean, he's been awesome against Toronto.
But when you say
he dominates them this year.
Okay, so I like those stats from you, and I can understand the case made for the matchup. But when you say you think it's Swayman, you think it's going to be Swayman in game one,
yes,
and they're continuing the rotation?
Yes.
Swayman, and they're going to keep Swayman in there?
I think it's Swayman. He's going to be very good, and they're not going to do the rotation. I think it's going to be Swayman.
Be the smart thing to do. Yeah. I do feel like, okay, if you're going to throw one of these guys in there and he's good, keep him in there. Like, don't go to the goofy rotation. You didn't do it last year, so why would you do it this year?
Okay. I think they haven't announced anything yet. And Monty was asked after the game. He said no, in terms of an announcement. He said he might not announce anything until Saturday morning. And they have all the time off in the world, so they can go off rotation if they want. But Arcan emphasized those numbers. They played out matchups down the stretch against Toronto. And, not for nothing, Swayman was excellent in his last start, and Ullmark just got beat by Ottawa. So I've always wanted Swayman to start game one. Arcan has always wanted Swayman to start game one. I think he's going to start game one. If he sucks, then maybe they'll go to Ullmark under the guise of we're keeping our rotation going. If Ullmark sucks, then they're really going to have a decision to make. If he's great, then they can stick with Ullmark. If Swayman's great in the first game, like Arcan said, they'll just stick with Swayman. That's what I think they're going to do. The rotation is just in their back pocket, so they don't have to make a decision, and they can kind of explain it as they go along, which to me is not a plan, but I at least get it. Who's your game one starter? You flip-flopped, or at least got close to flip-flopping. We're here. We have 82 games. We have all the data we're going to get. Who's your game one starter?
I think I'm still going with Ullmark.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't
you
be.
You say, oh, my God. I actually respect it. At least you stuck to her guns on it.
I can't be won over that much. I can't be won over that much. I really like your numbers, but I think that Swayman's been good in, like, the very last sliver of this season. But I still think I would rather start with Ullmark and either go to Swayman and say it's part of the rotation and act like it's not you giving up on Ullmark, or just give up on Ullmark and go to Swayman and have that in your back pocket.
Okay.
Then the other way around.
So Swayman's been better in the last sliver of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a better overall season.
But Ullmark's been better since the All-Star break.
Since the All-Star. So why do we have to make this arbitrary rule? I heard the Sunday Skate people doing this too. You have this weird arbitrary rule where you have to cut it off. No, I'm just saying that you all want to cut it off
at a
point where Linus Ullmark is the guy who's the better choice. If you do it by this very specific time frame that you want, then yeah, maybe Ullmark looks better there. But I don't understand why you all insist on doing it.
Okay, I don't mind being grouped with the Sunday Skate. That's interesting because they're like the hockey experts.
Not all of them. Bridget and Scott, Razor agreed with me.
Okay. Well, I'm just really glad that you are listening so closely to that program.
It's the show that comes on right before my show.
Okay.
I listen to every word of that show.
All it to say, I guess, like, so what, how it comes down to, how do you define what the hot hand is? Like, how long is that? Are you just looking at a couple
of
games
in the
now,
case of Ullmark?
Or are you looking at the performance of work over the entire season, or going back to the All-Star break?
Okay.
Because I think it's been a different team since the All-Star break, and not in a great way.
Fine. I've seen Ullmark enough in the playoffs to know I don't want to go back to him. That's what looms over everything to me. So if Ullmark were, like, head and shoulders all year the better goalie, maybe I'd defer and bend the knee. But they were close all year. Their numbers were close. Swayman seems like he's rebounded. Ullmark seems like he's dropped off a touch. He's been better since the All-Star break, but recently, the recent games, Swayman has rounded back into form. To me, how Ullmark has performed and been benched in two straight postseasons looms over everything else. So I want Swayman. That's why I want him. One thing that terrifies me about the Toronto matchup, and this is for me personally, I thought I had perfectly positioned this take.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a no-lose take. I'm like, the Bruins will be better and go further than last year without Patrice Bergeron. They won't miss Patrice Bergeron. And my out was, well, if they lose in the first round, that's just what they did the year prior. If they choke against Toronto, when they've never choked against Toronto, will that mean they miss Patrice? Well, I have to bend the knee and say they missed Bergeron because they couldn't even get past choking-ass Toronto.
I really think you'll have to at least say this is even worse than last year. There is more pressure on Montgomery now, because it would be worse to lose against Toronto in the first round than it was to lose against Florida in the first round.
I thought I had an airtight take, and it turns out there is no such thing. There's an area where I'm exposed.
There's always going to be some exposures. No such thing.
All right. Well, I'm ready to ride. I don't think the Bruins are going to lose to this team. Do you?
To Toronto?
Yes.
Hell no.
Mego?
Definitely not.
No, but I do. I don't think they're going to, but I do love that whenever you throw a question to Arcan when he's looking at something on his feed, he's just shocked that someone asked him a question on the
giant
radio show.
Giant booties or whatever he's looking
on
at
the radio, he's like,
on his computer.
Who me? You want,
Hello?
You
no.
want,
Look, they're
you
not,
want my opinion?
Hello? They're not losing to this team, but if they do, I will lose that take. I will acknowledge here today, prior to game one, I will lose out on that take. It's something I did not fully, entirely think through, even though I put a lot of thought into this take. 617-779, yes, 7937. You could jump in on the Bruins. Do you like the matchup? Are you okay with how they're playing because of the matchup they got? Was it worth it? Or is this going to come back to bite them? And is Toronto due in some way, shape, or form against the Bees? You can jump in on all of that. We'll get back to Robert Kraft, stabbing Bill in the back. There's a few other items we haven't gotten to from that story, including what Bill's going to do in the meantime while he's out of a job this year. Let's get to it next.